Happy New Year, bitches. It is January 2nd. Did you change yet? Did you lose weight? Are you a new person? Talk to me about your resolutions. Did you accomplish your goals? What's happening? Do you feel better? Is everything different? Did your life drastically change, improve, evolve in some way? Do you hate me so much right now? That was actually supposed to be empowering and kind of a joke, but even saying it, I felt stressed and not helpful. So welcome to this podcast episode that was not helpful. I'm going to share a few recommendations with you because you know I'm a big fan of recommendations and my last few episodes were very, very serious. I was listening back. I was like, I'm funnier than this. Okay, that's what goes on in my head. You're like, no, you're not. Thank you. A few recommendations. Brady's Bakery in Los Angeles is so good. And I had their cookies delivered to me. My friend Hillary recommended them to me. She was like, what? You don't go to Brady's? What's happening? I was like, no. And I shipped them to myself. So you can ship them to yourself. P.S. These are not like paid things. These are just things that I like. Let me tell you about their cookie flavors. Okay. Go to their website, bradysbakery.com, B-R-A-D-Y-S, bakery.com. And can we just look at these together? So there's the OMFG, which is a snickerdoodle type situation filled with Nutella. There's chocolate chip and sea salt. There is cookies and cream, which has Oreos crushed in there. Red velvet and white chocolate chip, the PB&J. I got the assorted pack, which is called the Trust Me Variety Box. And the cookies are huge. They are so fluffy. They're huge. They're like cupcakes in tallness, if that makes sense. I don't know. You have to go to the website. It was really, really good. If you're sad or you need a moment, please order these. They just were bomb. The next thing I'm going to recommend is Sticky Fingers. This is stickyfingersbakeries.com. Sticky Fingers Bakeries, as in plural.com. And these are scone mixes. My mom got them. We had the lemon poppy seed. Delish. You mix it with water and that is it. Like, that's it. I'm like, are you sure? There was no egg. There's nothing happening. It was bomb. It was just like a fun time. And I was like, these scones are really good. So I went on their site. Let me tell you about some of their flavors. We have raspberry. We have tart cherry. We have raspberry white chocolate, which is the one that I want to try next. Cherry chocolate chip, original, maple oat scone, pumpkin spice, apricot, cranberry scone, chocolate coconut chip. I definitely want to try that. Cocoa chocolate, peppermint chocolate, salted caramel. I mean, can you even? I would say chocolate coconut and white chocolate raspberry. I would like to try the best. So you can find those in a store. I don't know. You can get them online. Gluten-free. They have gluten-free. People who care about gluten-free, please tune in. We care about you. You are a part of this conversation. And I loved it. The last sugary snack of the day that I will talk to you about is Unreal. Got these from Whole Foods. Unreal chocolate snacky doodles, like think Milky Ways, Three Musketeers, Halloween style, but organic-y and delicious. So I got the dark chocolate coconut and I was like, this is one of the best candies that I have ever had. So I had to tell you guys about them. Let's talk about other flavors because this is what we do today. We talk about flavors. There's dark chocolate peanut butter, dark chocolate coconut, dark chocolate crispy peanut butter. And there's also a vegan pack. The ones that I like happen to be vegan, although I'm not vegan. So vegan chocolate lovers, this is for you. And the dark chocolate coconut was so yummy and I couldn't believe that it was so good. Non-GMO, this is non-GMO, gluten-free, vegan, you know, all the things that we love. So happy new year. And if you're craving a little sugary treat, these are three brands that I would recommend. Okay, if you're still here, time for a little juice. It's been a moment. I have been living with my mom for 6 months in the Bay Area. My boyfriend was here for 3 of those months. I'm moving back to LA tomorrow. I am driving down by myself, packing the car, packing the minivan. You know what I'm saying? I don't have a minivan, but like think that image. And I'm weirdly sad. I cried today because change is hard. It's weird. I mean, it's complicated. I was in Atlanta for a month and I also had to go back to LA to move out at one point. So different things happened, but in general, this is the longest I've been here, you know, in over a decade when I was in high school. So it was really great to have time with her. As you may or may not know from listening, my mom has stage 4 cancer. I haven't really talked about her breast cancer that much in the last few episodes. I'll probably interview her again at some point. And she was starting to limp a little bit, so that was hard. I'll talk more about her changes later, but it's just weird to leave and go back. So I'll be moving into a friend of mine's guest house for a month. LOL. What's happening? My old apartment that I lived in for years and years and years, no longer have, gave up my car, gave up all of that. And so I'm living in her guest house for a month. Jenna Doolittle, if anyone knows her, she is an amazing actor newsletter. We totally care about it. We subscribe. She was featured in the New York Times last week about it. It's fine. She's just like changing the world one newsletter at a time. My newsletter was not in the New York Times, but I do have one. And if you care to have comedic grief resources, would love to have you in that world. You can sign up at daughtersofsickparents.com or emailing me dyingoflaughterpodcast@gmail.com. So yeah, just sharing with you guys where I'm at, and I'm looking forward to it, all things considered, to having a fresh chapter, whatever that means. Going back to my roots, aka where I live, will be nice. I'm trying to juggle working full-time for BuzzFeed as a producer and putting myself in videos, being cast in videos. When that happens, honestly, it's a lot with also doing the podcast and sometimes auditioning, running grief groups, trying to stay sane. I mean, even me saying all of that, I'm like, that's exhausting. And have I been working out the past few months? The answer is, why did you ask? Because I have not. But I did just get a Glow membership. It's a yoga situation. It's $18 a month. I did a few week trial or whatever that was, and I liked it. So I'm going to try that to balance the craziness with yoga. But I'm just excited for the next, for this year. And I have more heartfelt thoughts. I posted a blog on my latest Instagram post. I have more heartfelt thoughts. If you're in a heartfelt mood, I'm kind of in a weird sassy mood right now. So at Chelsea, who else, for, you know, more of that sad times. Sometimes we want to be sad and sometimes we want to be weird. I'm just going to be weird right now. I'm just trying to figure it all out. I'm eating some sweets. In this, do you love how in the same episode I'm recommending you sugary sweets, but also talking to you about my yoga fitness situation? Aren't we just all where we are? I'm going to read some thoughts too that I shared on my Instagram. It's okay if all you did today is survive. As I reflect back on 2020, I release the need to have this groundbreaking, life-changing takeaway that inspires others and myself. Is that wrong? Helpful? Analytical? I definitely learned. I somehow laughed. I relived, I received, I cried, I compared, I checked in, I checked out, I gave fucks, I gave up, I gave in, I grew away, I grew up. The last thing I'll share with you is the last video I made in 2020 with my producing partner, Hallie Steiner, is called I Lost a Loved One to COVID-19. We shared the stories of six individuals who had lost someone to COVID-19. It is out now on BuzzFeed's YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram. If you Google BuzzFeed, I lost a loved one to COVID-19, you will see it. And I don't bring that up just to bring sorrow or pain to anyone who is listening or to bring sorrow to your heart, although that could happen. But this video is a reminder of what happened, what happens, of beauty and pain, of sorrow and joy, of forgetting and of remembering. And I'm proud of it. So thank you for watching. If you end up trying those sweets, please let me know. You can hit me up, Dying of Laughter Podcast on IG, or my personal is Chels. Who else? And if you like this podcast, leaving a review on Apple Podcasts is extremely helpful and appreciated. Have a good day. Good luck with this January. You got this. You're doing great. We're doing great. We're here. We're thriving. We're listening to podcasts. We're inspiring each other. We're holding hands. Okay, the list got too long. Much love. This was a good time, and I'll see you next time.